Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. It's well documented that Thomas Jefferson was both a great lover of music and an accomplished performer. The contents of his music library have been much studied and include works of Corelli, Haydn, and Handel. Thanks to Jefferson's own notes, we know a great deal about the music he heard during his 5 years in Paris, starting in 1784. This hour on Harmonia will explore the music Jefferson heard on his musical adventures in Paris. Plus, our featured release, The People's Parcel, a 2017 album by La Nef and Michael Slattery.
Thank you.
just heard Michael Slattery and La Nef in their own chamber ensemble arrangement of Henry Purcell's King Arthur's Suite. This track comes from their 2017 recording, The People's Purcell. We'll hear more from that recording later in the program. In 1784, Thomas Jefferson was sent by Congress to Paris as a trade representative, along with John Adams and Benjamin Franklin. During his 5 years there, he attended numerous public and private concerts, hearing everything from the symphonies of Haydn to the latest operas. On September 2, 1784, shortly after arriving in Paris, Jefferson attended a concert featuring two comic operas by André Grétry. We'll hear the aria Il va venir from one of the operas heard that night, Sylvain, performed here by Christiane Karg and Arcangelo.
Il va venir.
From the album Amoretti, that was Il va venir from the comic opera Sylvain by André Gretry. The orchestra was Arcangelo, led by Jonathan Cohen, with soprano soloist Christiane Karg. In June of 1786, Thomas Jefferson attended one of the famous concerts spirituels, hearing two symphonies of Haydn, a Sacchini oratorio, and various works for harp. Also on that concert was a curious Symphonie Concertante by Jean-Baptiste Davout, a highly regarded Parisian violinist and composer. This work, scored for two solo violins and orchestra, is punctuated by a number of patriotic French songs, including very loud, abrupt declarations of the French national anthem's opening bars. Here's Concerto Köln performing the first movement of Davout's Symphonie Concertante Mêlée d'Air Patriotique in G major.
Thank you.
That was Concerto Köln performing the first movement of a patriotic symphonie concertant by Jean-Baptiste Davout with violin soloists Erhard Werner and Andrea Keller. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Female composers and performers were fairly well represented in the concerts Thomas Jefferson attended in Paris. Among the extraordinary women featured in these concerts was Italian composer and violinist Maddalena Sirmen, a student of Giuseppe Tartini. Although she grew up in an orphanage, Sirmen established herself as one of Tartini's star pupils. She composed 6 virtuosic violin concerti, plus a number of duos, trios, and string quartets. We'll now hear the opening Allegro movement of Sirmen's Violin Concerto No. 3 in A major. Stefano Montanari is the soloist performing with the Ariane Baroque Orchestra. Thank you. That was the first movement of Maddalena Sirmen's Violin Concerto No. 3, performed by Stefano Montanari and the Ariane Baroque Orchestra from their recording Hidden Treasures of Italy. Thomas Jefferson likely heard one of these concertos at a Concert Spirituel on May 5, 1785. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We return now to the delightful comic opera world of André Grétry. Thomas Jefferson heard at least 10 of Grétry's operas during his time in Paris, representing just a fraction of the 50-some operas that Grétry composed. Grétry's Zémir et Azor takes its libretto from the traditional French fairy tale of Beauty and the Beast, a story we know best today in its Disney adaptation. From Act 3, we'll hear La Fauvette avec ses petites, performed by Trondheim Baroque and soprano Berit Norrbakken-Solset.
Thank you.
was La Fauvette avec ses petites from André Gretry's comic opera Zemir et Azor. The performers were soprano Berit Norrbacken-Solset and Trondheim Baroque from their recording Le Roman de Lumière. We now turn to the symphonic music of Franz Joseph Haydn, seemingly one of Thomas Jefferson's favorite composers. Various works by Haydn can be found in the Monticello Music Collection, and a Haydn symphony or two was programmed on nearly every orchestral concert he attended while in Paris. Of course, this is no surprise. Haydn was at the peak of his popularity in France at the time. We'll hear the final presto movement from his Symphony No. 50 in C major. This is the Academy of Ancient Music, led by Christopher Hogwood.
Thank you.
That was Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music performing Haydn's Symphony No. 50 in C major from their complete collection of Haydn symphonies. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured release this hour is The People's Purcell, an album of what we might call stripped-down chamber versions of Henry Purcell's music. La Nef and Michael Slattery have ably arranged 16 works in more, shall we say, popularized versions that keep the harmonic intrigue but strip away much of the counterpoint. First, we'll hear If Love's a Sweet Passion from Act 3 of The Faerie Queen.
Thank you.
That was If Love's a Sweet Passion from Henry Purcell's opera The Faerie Queen. The performers were Michael Slattery and La Neff from their 2017 release The People's Purcell. Up next, we'll hear two more tracks from The People's Purcell, Come All Ye Songsters of the Sky from The Faerie Queen and Now That the Sun Hath Veiled His Light. The performers are La Neff and Michael Slattery.
Thank you. can there be any so sweet security? And can there be any so sweet security? Then to thy rest, O my soul, then to thy rest, O my soul, and singing praise the mercy that prolongs thy days, and singing praise the mercy that prolongs thy days. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
That was Come All Ye Songsters of the Sky from the Fairy Queen and Now That the Sun Hath Veiled His Light, also known as An Evening Hymn, from La Nef's 2017 album The People's Purcell, featuring tenor Michael Slattery. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was David McCormick. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, with special thanks to engineer Rachel Boyd. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.